Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. We do this every first Friday of the month, and today is May 3rd, 2024. And I realized this morning that this is the end of 10 years of doing this. We started in June of 2014. So we have completed 10 years, and we've never missed a first Friday. So yay for us. And I want to thank everybody who has been coming month after month, year after year, dedicated to this. It's really beautiful. So, Joe?
Yes.
Are you running or something? There's a whole lot of noise. That's
well, I'm near the water's edge.
Okay. Well, now you're coming in loud and clear. So I am really happy today to have a good friend of mine, Joe Noonan, here. And we were laughing at the beginning about whether or not he should go by his old name of Joe Baby. And it was decided that that's a good name. But I like to call him Joe Aquatic. So he is somebody who has been leading water ceremonies at workshops and conferences around the world for decades. And for the last almost 30 years, he's been leading wild dolphin retreats for groups and families, primarily in Hawaii and Bimini. In the Bahamas. And if you can ever manage one of these custom whale and dolphin retreats that he puts together, do it, because you'll have an amazing time. You can find out about his work at dolphinwhisperer.org. And he also has a YouTube channel with tons of dolphin and whale videos. And is the link to that on your website, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay, cool. So if you go to Dolphin Whisperer, you can get to his YouTube channel. And Joe is also one of the authors in Dolphins and Whales Forever, which I have a chapter in, Lyndon David, Muriel, lots of people who participate in this. And we just had a new sort of updated edition come out after 10 years. So, yeah, it's a beautiful book if you haven't read it. So, Joe, I'm excited to have you here today. See what you've got for us. I know you're coming from the water's edge in Bimini.
Yes, I'm at one of the sweet spots here. I've been coming to Bimini for almost 30 years, and now I live here most about half the year, and it's because the ocean here, it's a lot of things. It's the ocean, it's the dolphins, it's the people, it's visually stunning. I'm sitting at the water's edge. I'm on a rocky part of the beach. There's beach to my left and beach to my right, but there's no shade right there. And here I get to sit, and I imagine, can you hear it, Mary, in the background? Can you hear the waves?
Yes, I can. Yeah, it's beautiful. Great. I can just picture exactly where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mary's been here many times, and she brought groups here as well. There's something hypnotic. There's something soothing. There's something healing about the sound of water. And, you know, there's many theories and whatnot about it. You know, I mean, our first 9 months were in an amniotic sea inside a mom's belly. And I don't know if there's waves in there, but it sure wobbles when mom walked. and it was probably a bit tumultuous when she ran, and but clearly the sea holds something dear to us, and I believe it goes even deeper than we may be consciously aware of. I try and be in the water, you know, daily. And I was out yesterday. It was a little windy, and I was out away from land in my boat. And I dropped anchor, put out a lot of anchor line. And here in the Bahamas, it's sandy. It's why the Bahamas is so beautiful when you see it, because it's mostly sand. And the waves were dragging, pulling my boat and me and dragging the anchor. And I just floated beside my boat. And I allowed the water to hold me. And I invite all of us listening to this now to take a moment, to take some time here, and just to make a conscious choice to relax. And I mean, if you're listening to this as you're driving, of course, you know, you need to keep your eyes open, or if there's anything that requires your attention. But also, if you can, just put everything else aside. I mean, I believe we could have a deepening just by listening to the water. And there is something that many of us notice, is that when we're near the water, when we're in the water, when we think of the water, when we see pictures of the water, something inside relaxes. And I really want us to pay attention to that relaxation within us. Just pay attention. Bring our everyday awareness to something that is innate and natural to all of us. And yes, some of us have had traumatic experiences in the water. But right now we're looking at and imagining a calm sea, a warm sea, a very welcoming sea. And of course, we have many oceans, many seas, like we have many continents and many countries. And on one level, it's all the same water. And perhaps it's identifying that we're part of that water is what assists or causes this innate deepening. Whenever you want, whenever you think of it, you can just take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh, no sigh. You can just make a conscious choice to let go of anything and everything. Because the sea has us. The sea holds us. There's one concept that I love, is we're walking, talking bags of salt water. I've mentioned that before. Imagine we are drops of water that came on land. But we still have the sea within us. Our tears, our salt water, the water in us is the same saline content as the ocean. So we really are from the ocean in some way. And we are of the ocean. And just as you think of your mother or some loving source, or your what you identify as your creator, make room for the ocean to be part of that. What if the ocean on our world, and through extension, all water, because all the water in the world cycles from the ocean, what if we are connected with all water? And clearly that water brings peace and brings healing and brings a sense of oneness. And let's just imagine all of us at this time, imagine all other people and people who, anybody that meditates and the 10 years of meditators and participants, all at the same time we're pausing and just connecting with this beautiful ocean, Mother Ocean, the source of all water on earth. And just as mothers love to love their offspring, so offspring love to love their mother. Let's feel our love that our mother and the ocean and the water bathes us with. And let's just send our love, the hundreds of us, the thousands of us, the tens of thousands, all people who feel connection with the ocean, giving love back to the sea. And as we do, let's see her in her purest form, healthy, clear, clean, vibrant. And just as we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and we have discomfort and pain and anger and joy, so the ocean, she has many moods. And beneath it all, behind it all, is this beautiful sense of peace and oneness. With all the news we have in the world of strife and war and global warming and rising ocean temperatures and conflicts and human against human, human against nature, that's like the storm. That's like storms on the surface of the sea. Beneath the surface, there is oneness. And as we identify with that sense of oneness, we can feel our stresses, our worries soften and dilute and diffuse in the love of this oneness. We can see that, yes, from a certain level, there's struggle, there's strife. And on another level, we're all connected. You can take another breath. Breathe that concept, that idea, that feeling. Find what is that still in you. Breathe deeply into that. Allow yourself to expand that. Yes. Yes, this is here for us. This has always been here. And any time we feel stressed by the storms of our lives or the lives around us or the storms that we see in the horizon, we can come back to the depth, the calm, the oneness, and the love and the peace. And now, join me if you will, and you can do anything I say, or you can just do your own imagining. But if you're open to it, let's imagine all of us on this, listening to this now, sending our loving awareness to all our brothers and sisters who are in stress, who are in conflict, who have forgotten or not aware of this peaceful equanimity within themselves as well. And we can picture billions and billions of humans all taking a breath, each in their own space, and just, you know, amidst all this, and there is in me a place where all is well. There is a place in me where all is well. That is outside of time, because this too shall pass. And while there's conflict on the surface, there is oneness beneath. And we don't know the reasons why the conflict. There's many ideas. And I love the concept that, you know, oneness is created contrast so it can experience itself in infinite forms, and some of them joyful, some of them painful. But whatever understanding you may have, regardless, is this oneness that we feel. And again, just imagine our brothers and sisters anywhere and everywhere. In a moment of insight or inspiration or hopelessness or fatigue, that they just inhale and connect with that beautiful wonder. And then each of us at any point in our day and our night and our week and our year, any point in our life, oh yeah, I can connect to this beautiful depth of ocean within me. And as we're breathing in this sense of peace and love and connection, if you want, you can imagine your family and friends, maybe somebody you care for, somebody you love who's stressed. Just imagine them breathing in, taking a moment, taking time, and just breathing in peace, the peace of the oneness of the ocean. And you send it to people in conflict and to wherever there's strife. Just like the waves just keep coming. The ocean keeps inviting, keeps reminding, I'm here, I'm here, I love you. Just imagine this love moving in your body. You're breathing in this love, this beautiful love, and it's tingling in your skin and in your body and in your fingers and toes, and as you're breathing it in. And then you start to imagine who we share the ocean with, the beautiful cetacean cousins, dolphins and whales. And many of us on this call got here because we've made a connection with dolphins and whales. And everybody, it seems, in most tallies of what's on people's bucket list, many, many people say swimming with dolphins. But we can swim with dolphins right now. Just imagine yourself floating in a beautiful sea, and you'd love to swim with dolphins, and all of a sudden you look, and here they come. And the dolphins swim over to you, and they look at you with a sense of recognition. They know you. They see who you are. They see you as one with them. They see themselves in you. And as you feel that joy, that beautiful connection with dolphins and whales, just give yourself permission to let it run through your whole body, through your whole energy, your whole aura. Say, yeah, I love this. I love this joy. It feels good. It feels natural. And you can imagine the dolphins in whatever you wish, playing with you. Maybe the dolphin brings you something. Wow. What if the dolphin's bringing you a gift? Already an image has come to mind of what that gift is. How beautiful. Receive that gift. And intuitively, you understand what this gift means. You can feel the dolphin's message to you, the love, the joy, and the specific message for you in this moment. Some say the dolphins and the whales are more aware relative, that they're not so deep in the forgetting of our oneness, that they remember we're all one, which is maybe why they have so much willingness to come and connect with us. We send our love back to the dolphins and back to the whales and to the sharks and to the fish and to the algae and to all the sea creatures. And we send our love to all the land creatures. And I like to imagine, and join me if you wish, to imagine all the different dimensions of spiritual beings, angels and guides and elemental energies that are all here playing, bringing loving awareness and holding a loving focus on planet Earth, this beautiful blue-green orb spinning through space. And on one level, you know, we see ourselves as isolated individuals in separate homes. And yet, from another perspective, we're all human. We're all fingers of the same hand. And we're all, in this moment, loving and appreciating our world, our oceans, our land, all creatures. And we're seeing humans finding peace within themselves. And we're seeing the earth revealing more and more of its beauty. We're just imagining all this wonderful energy coming into us. And you can play how whatever you're inspired, whatever your inspiration, maybe it's a magic wand of watercolors and you can just paint the world with a deeper blue and a more vibrant green, more health and vitality. I love the idea of a planetary awakening. Some people believe it's a planetary ending. Some people believe it's a planetary awakening and everything in between. I love the idea. It gives me joy to imagine that humanity is waking up to the beauty and the magic of this world we live in and our part in it. So whatever you imagine from this loving state on some dimension is already real. I'm imagining all of us, each of us, remembering these moments in going forward, that we remember, oh yeah, I can tune in. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to go back to what I imagine and see what new inspiration comes. As we go through forward and imagine ourselves remembering and feeling our connection and seeing the ocean and nature becoming more alive, more vital, and that we're living on a healthier, very healthy, happy, harmonious planet with great life and vitality. And then always I love to breathe it. Breathe it. Invite all my cells, invite all our cells, all our DNA, everything. Fill our aura with this beautiful sense of celebration of life. Knowing that it's always available, ever present. Nice. And let's thank all the beings, the dolphins, the whales, the fish, the sharks, everybody for the part they play. All the spiritual dimensions, and most of all, we bless Gaia as a whole, this beautiful mother feminine planet we live on. I mean, to me, it's feminine. Whatever it is for you, we just take a moment and give thanks. I can hear the seagull. It's just so, what a gift that we're alive. And I love the idea, what if we're in the perfect place, each of us, right where we are in our lives right now, with all its challenges and joys, and we get to bring our loving awareness to it. Now another deep breath and wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly open your eyes. And I want to thank you for taking the time to join us, to be here and to share this moment together. Thanks for being in this world.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
We can really hear the waves coming in. It's lovely to hear that in the background, knowing that it's really, really the sea. I mean, it's really the ocean that we're hearing, not just, you know, some recording. It made it really easy to just tap right into that energy. Yeah, that was beautiful. So is there something someone would like to share if you're back in your body? Oh, you know, Joe, when you talked about the dolphins bringing a gift, It reminded me of a time in Hawaii when I was swimming with the dolphins, and this young dolphin swam over and dropped a leaf in front of me. And it floated down, and I do not have the ability to dive below the surface. And so this leaf was out of my reach, and I was, like, apologizing. And this dolphin's looking at me, and he's looking at the leaf, and he's looking at me, and he's looking at the leaf. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. And he just looked at me, and he went, you idiot. And he dove down, grabbed it, and swam off. I was just cracking up. I felt so bad, but it was so funny too. He was just looking at me like, what is wrong with you? He couldn't understand why I couldn't get down and get it.
Yeah. He thought you didn't want to play.
Yeah, what is my problem? Yeah. I didn't understand the game, he thought, but I did. I just couldn't do it. Somebody have something you'd like to share?
Well, this is Bonnie Blue. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Mary, everybody. So I'm still in it, and all I keep seeing is this amazing kaleidoscope of colors that started. I happened to be, the only water I had at the time was I went to the sacred fountain yesterday, and so I have this sacred fountain water here in a bottle that is from 1,133 feet deep into the coral rock, this well, and the water is actually, I call it mother's milk. Fountain, because the water is actually this milky color and very healing. And so I was thinking about the when we were in the ocean, going down, deep down into there's another ocean I understand under in the center of our earth. So I went down to that ocean, and then you were talking about colors and everyone connecting with their love and their colors. And so every being on this planet and every cell of the ocean, I could feel turning into like a petal of a flower. And the Taurus, this beautiful Taurus that kept and it's still rotating from the center of the Earth to all of our hearts and all around the planet, and they're telling me now it's going beyond. So I'm just in the middle of that beautiful flow of this lotus flower of kaleidoscope petals. I don't know what you want to call it, of love. Thank you. It's beautiful.
Sounds great.
Beautiful.
Real special. Thank you, Joe Baby, for evoking that. Very, very special. And to all the beings who helped, especially the dolphins and whales. Mother Gaia. In the water.
Yeah.
Our water. Oh, and that reminds me of somebody said, when you said we're bags of water, someone reminded me of a Star Trek episode recently where this extraterrestrial being looked at humans and said, we're ugly bags of water.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. Talking about us being bags of water. Maybe we're beautiful bags of water from our perspective.
From our perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let someone else go. Thank you so much. My heart to you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for sharing, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm a participant. I just wanted to share a hug.
Well, thank you.
This is Tammy from Nebraska. I'm a land dolphin from Linda Shay's group. I just felt a lot of warm love and wanted to share the hug with everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for the hug.
Someone else?
Hey, Joe Baby. This is Mark in Phoenix. Two points.
Aloha, Mark.
Aloha. Bimini aloha. 2 points. Mary noticed the surf. I had an experience during, you know, your call there. I suddenly realized, listening to the surf behind you, I've heard surf a gazillion times in my life, but I've never actually listened to it. And I had a sudden realization that surf has got endless stories and wisdom of the oceans speaking to us, and I never have listened to it. It was just relaxing noise until today. So thank you. Thank you for, you know, actually accidentally expanding my relationship with water.
Ooh. Wow, that's beautiful, Mark.
I'm never going to just hear surf in the same way. Now I'm going to be listening to what it's telling me.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful.
I mean, that is kind of the oceans and the water talking, endlessly, you know, waves washing up on the beaches of the planet. It's actually the water talking to us. It's the consciousness of the water spirit. So, back to you.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Linda from Pennsylvania. When you said mothers love their children and children love their mother, I was thinking human, and then you said Mother Gaia. I went, oh, yes, that's right. And it just had a resonance with me. So thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Mother Ocean. Yeah.
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 I mean, I love to cook. I didn't always, but I've come to love cooking, and I'm a hunter-gatherer, and I think when I've assembled the ingredients, it's a joy to cook. And then when I share it, I want people to enjoy it. And I can see, like, that quality, that nurturing quality that I think is innate to our humanness, to want to share. And I remember as a kid, anytime I go to visit somebody and there's whoever's cooking, it's like, more, it's like offering. And I experienced nature that way, I grew up working on a farm in the summers and picking apples, it's like the trees, like, oh, and here, this one too, nature just showering us with her abundance, like, oh, I want to feed you. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. I'm glad. Yeah. I feel like the more we open to the blessing of life, it reciprocates. I mean, it's like, it's been falling on deaf ears. And like Mark was saying, now the waves are different, I feel really fortunate that my eyes have been opened to receive the simple gifts, of life, of how full they are. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Is there somebody else that would like to share?
Joe, this is Mark in Phoenix again. Would it be okay to share a second realization I had?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, it suddenly occurred to me while you were talking, and I was, listening to you and trying to listen to the surf, that I, since I'm a little boy, I've been a diehard card-carrying Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up. But I suddenly realized that if I'm ever forced to grow up, I'd like to grow up to be kind of a little bit like you and many other of the, speakers that Mary has had on the monthly water meditations. So thank you for, giving me, if I'm going to be forced to grow up eventually, you are on the docket of people I'd kind of like to be like when I grow up.
Well, thank you. And I can say most assuredly that while a part of me has grown up, there's the part of me that has grown up has grown in appreciation and celebrates the part of me that hasn't grown up.
Exactly. The best kind of growing up.
Yeah. The grown up in me says wait, and then looks up right and left before crossing the road. And then the grown up says, okay, all clear, and then I can skip across the road.
There you go. I love that. Very good way to grow up.
Yeah. And I can imagine, Mark, that you, I think, I've done a lot of coaching, and what I've found in my work in mirroring for others is helping them see where they actually are already doing what they hope to do one day.
Ooh.
That we're all already doing it in some way. Now, you just made contributions by speaking up and sharing something. You maybe some other people didn't hear that about the waves, but as you relayed your experience, they're like, oh yeah, huh, so you're doing it too.
Well, okay, thank you, but yeah. I'm still a Toys R Us kid for now.
Well, good on you.
But I like that. Look both ways and then skip across the street. That's awesome. Thank you, Joe.
My pleasure, Mark.
Is there anybody else before we wrap it up for today?
This is Saskia from the Netherlands. Thank you, Joe, for this beautiful meditation. And I really appreciated the live sound of the waves there in Bimini, and it reminded me of the time that I was in Bimini a long time ago in 1993, in March, April, and in my meditation now, I was approached by an Atlantic spotted dolphin, and the gift that I got was a shimmering sphere. It was green, like very like the leaves in spring, this kind of green. And this reminded me, the sphere was emitting light, and it was reminding me of a sphere that I really saw in Bimini in 1993. I was taking a walk on the beach with a friend, and far away below the water, I saw this green light. And it came up from the water, and there was a shimmering green sphere above the water that approached us. And my friend got a little bit afraid, and as a reaction, it looked like it stopped, and it went back to the horizon under a slightly different angle, and it turned yellow. And the dolphin gave me this sphere, and I was allowed to, it gave the sphere to me in the meditation, and I was holding it in my hands. I guess the sphere that I saw at that time was something like 3-4 feet across, and I was holding it in my hands, and it felt very warm and very loving. And I never associated the sphere with the dolphins before, because I actually thought it was a UFO, or like an underwater UFO that became a UFO in the sky, and it was approaching us just above the water. It wasn't on top of a ship, because I could see the reflection of the sphere in the water at that time. And when I was there in 1993, I didn't see dolphins, but the focus at that time for me was Atlantis and the Bimini Road and diving on it. But this sphere was there again in my meditation, and it was one shimmering ball of love with the color green, and like the color of the heart chakra. Mm. And it was so nice to hear the waves. And I used to swim with dolphins already for years in the Azores. It's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. But the waves there, they sound different. It was these were clearly the waves from Bimini, and I recognized them. Mm. So thank you very, very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Wonderful.
And a question to you, Joe. Did you ever see a UFO in the Bimini or some underwater, some unexplainable underwater lights?
Yes. Yep. And a lot of people do. And I think the more open we are to the magic of the world, the more our consciousness will allow us to see.
Yeah, yes, I so believe
I,
so.
I think, yeah. And yes, I think Bimini is one of the places where, you know, a lot of people have, you know, see aerial phenomena and whatnot. For me, I keep saying, come where I can see you, you know, like I welcome them on my boat. When I'm out by myself, I say, all right, if you can manifest anywhere, manifest here. I'd love to have a conversation.
Yeah. And, oh, I yes. keep... I just did so as well.
I don't know.
I invited the sphere to come to my to the town where I live in the Netherlands.
Nice. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always a delight to have you here. And I love this meditation. And I will get it up on the website probably later today. Next month, our next meditation will be on June 7th. And Shelley Darling is going to be leading that one. She does a lot of work around the world with water. So I'm sure she's going to bring something very interesting. Anything else you'd like to say, Joe, before we go?
Well, you know, I sometimes feel like my cup overflows when I'm in nature. And when it does, actually, it's grounding for me to be able to share and invite people to share with me, either, you know, physically with me or, you know, as we are online and talking. And so I just want to say thanks to everybody for joining. And yeah, it's beautiful to be in this adventure with you, sending you love from the sea.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm going to pipe in. I've been hitting six star instead of star six. And two very quick things to say. I always look forward to your meditation sharing, Joe. There's something about it. And I think I finally figured out what it is. And it's very connected with what Mark was talking about, hearing the surf actually communicating with him. And if someone asked me, like, you know, water can communicate and it can share an awful lot, but I wonder what it sounds like. And I would say, oh, I know what it sounds like. It sounds like Joe Noonan talking.
Thank you.
It's because you spend so much time with the water, in the water, and are all about the water, that you communicate like water communicates in some way. There's something about the flow of the sharing of thoughts, feelings, and ideas. It's very similar to how I feel when I'm swimming and communing with water. So a great big hug, and thank you for that. And one last thing. Interestingly, out of nowhere, I haven't been thinking about this man, or it's not someone I have a super strong connection with, but I had the strongest feeling of Ram Dass listening to you and really appreciating you. Have no idea where that came from, but thought I'd pass it along.
That's great.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing, you know, your feedback about my voice. I mean, I feel blessed. I kind of, my desire is to be of service, and I love what I get to share, and I basically speak what I hear. And so that's very beautiful. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
This winter, yeah, that's very sweet. And it, you know, these feedbacks empower the a part of me that is hesitant to share or bring forward. So thank you for that.
And, thank you for crossing the threshold.
Yeah. Well, Mary's a great impetus. She just
isn't she?
Gives me a poke. She says,
"Yeah,
come on."
Me too.
I'm
and this
grateful
winter
for everybody. that answers
oh,
the Pope.
Oh, Mary. Mary Jo. And this winter, it's funny you say that about Ram Dass. I saw Ram Dass many decades ago in Boston,
yeah.
And I've seen his book, and I've had friends involved. But this winter, when I was in Maui, I went to, I love kirtan. And because it was so windy, instead of being on my kayak every day, there were days when I couldn't. And I found out that there is a weekly kirtan at where he lived and where the Hanuman Temple is in Maui, in Paia. And I went, and I love kirtan. And the last 5 weeks that I was in Maui, I went every Sunday afternoon. So it's fun. Thank you for
yeah, he's
that.
Very I, aware of you, and I, you know, this is just coming through. So he connected with you at that time, and he has sort of stayed in touch.
Beautiful.
Well, Ram Dass, you are welcome to drop into our meditation anytime.
Yeah.
I love Ram Dass.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Muriel.
Oh, thank all of us.
And say hi to the bottlenose up there for us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They have returned and... A mother had a brand new baby, and this is what is so strange. I've seen all these new babies for 26 years. This one is completely black.
It's really?
A bottlenose dolphin that's completely black. I don't know if an orca snuck in or what happened.
Holy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Muriel, is it a guru dolphin? Because they're black.
That's what I was about to say, Bonnie. Yeah, that and Ann Gordon predicted that the black guru dolphins would be.
Gosh, I didn't make that connection. And every time I go kayaking every night, and every time I do, the mother swims up with her little black dolphin child. And you know what I would love? I'd love to name it. I'd like for this group to name. Joe, would you name this dolphin? She or he needs a name. So would you do the honors? Or anybody.
How about Joe Baby?
Sure.
Going once, going twice, it is now Joe Baby.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I would need
that. Now I'm going to have to come up.
I have a picture.
It's
the mom and the baby, so I don't know how to. I could forward it to Mary. Maybe she
yeah.
could.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Would love to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And Joe, you do need to go up now and see it.
Totally.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll have to let Ann Gordon know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Ann will be delighted to hear. She'll be delighted.
Wow.
Yeah, I met when we did our meditation to meet our guru dolphins at the Cetacean Summit. I got a name for mine was Oliver, and somebody says, all of her. And I go, oh. That's an interesting take.
Oh, nice. I just got it. Okay. Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a little slow.
Guru, I believe, is G-U-R-U for guru. I think
yeah, G-U-R-U, right.
G-U-R-U. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Yeah. Speaking of quotes, I pulled a card. And it's an Archie quote. That flow, I pulled the flow card, and Archie says, to fully flow, open, allow, release, and let go.
Mm.
I thought that was beautiful for today.
That is beautiful.
I appreciate everybody's letting go. It was really beautiful. feeling, imagining everybody on the call, just tapping into us as a collective. It was very beautiful.
Yeah. It was. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And we'll see you all next month. Thank you again, Joe, and everybody that was on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It sounds like a babbling brook.
We are a babbling brook.
I love you.
Beautiful call, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks. My pleasure. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha. Have the best day ever.
Wow. That was beautiful. I love that everybody's talking at once. That was beautiful.
Thanks, Joe. This is Bob.
Hey. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Or Bobby
this
Joe.
Is Joe. And Joe Bob.
Yeah.
Joe Bob Aquatic.
There you go. Wow, that was great. Thanks so much.
Yeah. It's very, such a sweet people, such sweet group energy.
Oh, it is. I know. It's really great. Yeah, it's a great group. Well, say hi to Bimini for us.
I will. I look forward to telling them that when I see the dolphins next, I'll say, Mary and Bob, say hi.
All right.
Cannonball.
Yeah, maybe we'll all get together up at Muriel's in time to go out and kayak and swim with those guys.
Yeah, I know. It sounds amazing. Sounds very amazing. Wow. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was really good. That was an excellent one, a nice interaction with everybody.
Yeah. I'm lulled by the waves.
Yeah, that ocean there is so special, you know, where it feels so kind of inviting. It's just magic.
Yeah. I'm thinking of doing week-long retreats here where, you know, we take maybe 2 days to the dolphins, but you know, it's more ocean focused.
Just
because, I mean, the dolphins are like the star featured headliners, and everything becomes a headliner when it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because when you're out there searching for dolphins, your focus is narrow. Are you still there? Or did we lose it? Are you there, Joe? I lost you. I can hear little clicks. Can you hear me? Are you still there? Anyway, I think that would be a great idea. Take care. Bye-bye.